Blog Talk Radio.
These combo late night vibes, me and all my niggas. We just tryna come up with a way to make a fucking difference. Cause you want that change too, if you really from the trenches. The army cut me out, yeah, they said I was statistic. Yeah, my life had changed when I seen my father go to prison. They said I'd be the same too, you know I didn't listen. Went down the same road, and I ain't seen no difference. Thinking about my life, if I were back, you know shit would be different. The veil lost smell, I'm asking God why y'all kill him. When rivers died, I get so high, feel like I died with them. All these voices in my head telling me I be tripping. I can't let my mama down, she keep telling me that I'm gifted. I can't trust no hope, last one, to me and my feelings. Told you what the mood was back in the beginning. Overplayed my part with you, girl, you was moving different. Everybody knew I had no clue, they told me I ain't listen. Robin souls play me, Kansas souls save me. Kentucky bitches still hit me up, they want my baby. New bitches hate me, cause my own ones play me. They tell me that I'm changing, now they wanna blame me. If I get these hoes a chance, nigga, it's the same thing. Niggas claim my brothers, but these niggas shady. You said you wasn't gon' live. I can tell you ain't rapping for the team.
But my homie tweaking, he nasty, just might catch lil' bro in action. I ain't just fuckin' rappin', I ain't gon' say I ain't no fuckin' rapper, cause I like fuckin' rappin'. I ain't gon' lie, I fuckin' suck the trappin', I'd rather been a hitman. Can't trust no nigga to pay them dividends. I'm back in the booth, my lil' whoop de whoop in case nigga try to scoop. And I know how to shoot, just gave it up, I don't give a fuck. Ain't droppin' this shit till I beat the case, the police in the way. But fuck them blue bitches, no activist or no politician. That ain't my line of work, G for the verse. Get you a visual and make it back in streams. Last name been ringin' bell since baby dude. But that ain't you, that's me. She shaking ass just cause she like the beat. But can she suck to it? When that bag there, these hoes do whatever. Like I'm Hugh Hefner. I can't dance, but I'm a jig forever. That's just cool step. When I step out, they like shot a spiffer. Just took a bit of prep. The fuck I look like advertising my blick. Nigga, that's rookie shit. Might've peeped it once, but you ain't gon' see it twice unless you ready to die, yeah. I ain't no killer, but don't push me, bitch. That bar right there so motherfucking infamous. To tell the truth, I don't think I ever miss. I'm special with the flows like radio. I low-key did promote no promo, and you can still go get that. She like this new weight on me, so I don't need no six-pack. Just compete with self, I don't see nobody else. And I say Indian reap it all before I see a shelf. You just can't stand in one spot and ask about me. They call me Slater before guap, but I been AC. Before I let my nuts hang in this rap shit, I had hoop dreams. 5 5s and this shit like Mark Eaton, best offense be the D. I still jump out the gym. Ball up by the rim. If I get caught in the gym, shaking shit, going ham. He stay by his lonely buddy blowing, so don't play with him. I dropped out my friends, I got plans, don't involve. All you need is bands and your problems gonna be solved. Won't answer no calls, I'ma pay the cost. They lost in the sauce, and she like me cause I'm conscious. I ain't your savior, baby, but I'm still a god. You could go fuck with that sense that's gon' drop his pride. I'ma still do me, so it's for how you feel inside. She gon' bust it wide, even when she mad. Yeah, look, baby, still a vibe. She gon' let me slide. When that bag there, these hoes do whatever. Like I'm Hugh Hefner. I can't dance, but I'm a jig forever. That's just cool step. When I step out, they like shot a spiffer. Just took a bit of prep. The fuck I look like advertising my blick. Nigga, that's rookie shit.
Let me see you step. You know how we steppin'. Let me see you step. Kevin's in this bitch with me, man. Yeah, it's a few BDs in this bitch. How you know, cause I'm one of 30s on 30s on 30s on 30s. Yeah, game about a couple of them. And this bitch got the foes, the lords, the foes, the moles. Yeah, I roll with them. Don't care what you rapping, as long as you stabbing. Stab, stab, stab out south, we stabbing. Stab, stab, stab out west, they stabbing. Stab, stab. Step with this F in. When this bitch all the hoes to the right, you see the opposite is a left in. Step, 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 we stepping no friend. Bro just stepped in the back. He must have came through with that man. Ain't gang, don't step over here, little boy. You better step where you at. Step on the nigga like stump the yard. He should have known better than that. Guess a little bitch on my right. She liking the way that I step. LB on my cap, no cap. And that bitch cut to the left. Bitch, we game banging. Don't throw what you rap. See that thing hanging. That girl stepping with that tank. Step, step, step on them. They step in. Step, step, step on them. They step in. Step, step, step on them. They step in. Folks them, they step in. That little hoe them, they step in. Yeah, there's a few BDs in this bitch. How you know, cause I'm one of 30s on 30s on 30s on 30s. Yeah, game about a couple of them. And this bitch got the foes, the lords, the foes, the moles. Yeah, I run with them. Don't care what you rapping, as long as you stabbing. Stab, stab, stab out south, we stabbing. Stab, stab, stab out west, they stabbing. Stab, 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 stepping with this F in. When this bitch all the hoes to the right, you see the opposite to the left end.
Kale, see me up. Yes. Ain't gotta do a lot of talking. Me and my niggas gon' talk and walk them bounds, hawk them bounds. He try to run, but he didn't get around. Do it surround, got his best in his crown. I don't give a fuck, I'm a dog, I'm a bite. I'm a shift lean all day with my Sprite. I'm a fuck your bitch all day, all night. I'm gonna make sure that she come home right. I don't give a fuck about a gun, I'm a fight. Come full shit about too many pipes. For the game, we the guys, we be tending all night. When it's time to slide, we be sliding all night. Gang on the block with a 308K. Screaming for the L's all the way to the day. Steppers in this bitch and they step on your face. Hunters in this bitch and they step in your way. I don't give a fuck, we a step on your face.
Yeah, there's a few BDs in this bitch. How you know, cause I'm one of 30s on 30s on 30s on 30s. Yeah, game about a couple of them. And this bitch got the foes, the lords, the foes, the moles. Yeah, I run with them. Don't care what you rapping, as long as you stabbing. Stab, stab, stab out south, we stabbing. Stab, stab, stab out west, they stabbing. Stab, stab. Step, stepping with this F in. When this bitch all the hoes to the right, you see the I step to the left then.
What's up, what's up? It's your girl. I am Genesis with the Twisted Lips of Poetry. The last track was WTG Kales in the building. And the track before that, if anybody was wanting to know, was AC Guapo. I believe I said that right. But tonight, we are here to introduce and interview the handsome Relly Rails that I usually host my shows with on Thursday nights. With the butter toast. Oh, that's what it was. The butter toast of Rails tonight. We're going to be introducing him and interviewing him tonight to see what's going on with his life. So, what's up, Relly Rails? How you doing tonight?
I knew you was going to say Relly Rails. I knew that was coming. But to get the name correct, it's your favorite host with the butter toast, Radio Rails.
Oh, okay. Radio Rails, butter toast. I just like Relly Rails because, you know, that's just my own name I gave him. So it just kind of flows with how I talk. But yes, we are here to interview him tonight on these Talk Tuesdays.
Right. So I already know you're going to ask me some fucked up questions, but go ahead, come on with it already.
Oh, God. You already know. All right. So.
I already knew.
How long you been doing radio? That's a question that I've been entertaining a little bit.
Man, so like I told y'all yesterday, the 1 year anniversary is coming up that I've been co-hosting or on this show and co-hosting with Terry. It is literally next month. I believe it was sometime before Valentine's Day? No, I think it was after Valentine's Day. That spot came on. So literally next month will be a 1 year that I've been doing radio here on OG Radio.
Well, congratulations. Are you going to turn up that day? Is that going to be a celebration day? How you feeling about it?
Of course. Of course. I mean, that's what you turn up. I gotta go back into the files though, to see what day I actually came on the show. I don't even remember.
Dang, it's been that long?
It's been that long.
Dang. So what made you get into radio?
So, and here's the story that I always tell because it's all Mark Zuckerberg's fault. Just like now, I am banned on Facebook. So around November, 2 years ago now, I was banned off Facebook. So I'm like, fuck, I need a platform where I could just talk my shit. So that's when the podcast came about. I started Talk That Ish podcast on Anchor. You can still check it out. Go on there and see all my old content or whatever. But I started doing the podcast November, December, January. And I was doing numbers. I was getting good at it. And then I saw Terry, Mr. B-Trade, post about OG Radio a lot. So then I hit up Terry, like, yo, what's to this? You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, we got a radio show, da 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 da. Next thing you know, I'm on the show with him. I was kind of nervous. You can kind of tell I wasn't really saying much. You kind of hear it in my voice. But, like, after that, it's just been, you know, turn up. Like, it was just real for a while. I'm like, man, I want to be called Radio Rev. You know, so I switched the name up. And, like, it's been great for a whole year. I've been doing the show, you know, met you and everything. It's been great.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So,
big shout out and fuck you to Mark Zuckerberg for continuously ban me on Facebook. That leads me to, but he led me to being on the radio and has been doing a lot of good shit for me so far.
Okay, well, we get a hand clap to that.
I know, right?
Yay. Because without him, we would have never met you. So.
Right.
Where do you see yourself in, like, the next 5 years?
Man, my name will be everywhere. My name and OG Raiders will be everywhere. That's my goal. And my goal is to be a thousandaire pretty soon and then a millionaire off radio. And I like how you introduced me. I like that. He's like the handsome. I was like, oh, shit. That's my co-host.
Hey, I got to make your interview sound good. You know what I'm saying? Because you represent us. We represent each other. You know what I'm saying?
You know? Gotta
so
love
my
it.
Question, I'm going to get on this bullshit real quick. You already know what's up. I just need to, you know, I need to know what we're saying. Your favorite show of the week?
My favorite show of the week?
Yeah.
My favorite show of the week?
What is your favorite show to do? Yes. Is it Monday? Is it Talk Tuesday? Well, I mean, well, come on. I need details. I need to know.
Damn, I got a pick.
Yeah. This,
real
you,
shit.
You talking to
real
me.
Shit.
You already know.
Real shit, when it started off, it was Tuesdays and Fridays. And I enjoyed the Tuesdays and Fridays. I learned a lot from B-Trade on how to host and everything. But then when the idea that AK brought to me that was, hey, why don't you do your podcast on a Monday, or, you know, on the show, and I did, you know, started the Mondays, I definitely want to say early on Mondays was lit because I always had other people on with me, and, like, those shows were, it was outrageous. That's why I called it Madness Monday, because it was outrageous. I think I had up to, like, 6 or 7 people on at one time talking shit with me, and it was fun. So definitely the Monday shows is probably my favorite because I get to really talk shit more so than the other days. Because, you know, after Mondays, it's more like business talk. You know, it's like, all right, let's get the poets, let's get the artists. But the Mondays where it could just be me being me, like my Monday shows, the Monday shows are definitely lit. I definitely love the Monday.
Okay. So I'm not feeling salty. I appreciate your explanation, so we're going to go with that. But
I love the poetry. I love the poetry.
Yeah, I know, you know, because it's me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
of course. I wouldn't want it any other way.
All right. So, with that being said, when you talk shit on Mondays or whatnot, what do you be discussing most of the time? Is whatever's on your mind today? Is it just random? Is it, you know, somebody piss you off at work? Like,
I literally never plan for Mondays. I never plan. So it either be something that happened during the week or the weekend that leads me to Monday, and most of it be like shit that I see on a daily basis. And I don't be meaning to woman bash, but like a lot of shit be pissing me off as far as women. Like yesterday, what I'm going to start doing the last 10 minutes is going to be shit that Radio Rail hates. And I kind of came at women sideways, I ain't going to lie. I talked about how I hate when women go outside and wear bonnets to everywhere, along with the pajama pants and stupid-ass slippers and shit. Like, they'll go to the store, they'll go to the fucking eye doctor appointment, anywhere with a goddamn bonnet on. Like, that shit looks ridiculous. I talked about how the big plus-size women be wearing the small-ass clothes and shit that show all their stomach and tight-ass leggings and shit. I hate it.
You just be bashing women on your Monday shows.
I don't be meaning to. It won't be like that. It just be,
that's,
you know,
what
I
it sounds like. You know, I...
Women. No.
You
I
know
just
I'd
want
be
the
on
women
your
to be better. I just want the women to be better, you know, like, taking care of their
car.
Well,
for women
like
to do
women
better, you
get in the car and go.
Most men get up and don't wash their ass or brush their teeth or brush their hair, but you still come outside, though.
See, nah, I'm always doing
that. See,
nothing. I'm in a house.
Not all does a house.
I'm in a house on a Saturday. If I'm in a house on a Saturday, shit, fuck that. I ain't doing shit. I ain't washing ass. I'll brush my teeth, but I ain't doing nothing. If I ain't going nowhere, I'm going to be kind of stinking leading into Sunday. Not going to lie.
Okay, so I'm sure the ladies would like to know. I don't even know if you want to answer this question, but you can dodge, you know, duck and dive. But are you single?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm team Genesis.
Who currently is your favorite artist right now? I'm gonna skip it. I'm gonna let it go because I already know the truth. But I was just seeing if that was a question that was gonna be on the radio.
No, let's talk about that. No, I've been telling everybody now that I'm currently engaged. So I got a fiance.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Been,
that is so nice. I'm happy to hear that. That's a celebration. You know, I've been waiting
for
a long time for these claps. You don't know how long I've been waiting. Since I got on the show, I've been asking for these claps. And now they on here, I'm going to clap all the way down. Do you see that new challenge they got? Bussy. That's gonna be the new clapping down. That's what I'm clapping to right now. This is a celebration.
Right.
So
once
how long
I find
you and
out
your...
how to put like stupid shit on here, I'm gonna do it.
Oh, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. It's like the difference. You know, it gives a little taste to the show. And give me
of
myself.
Of course, I'm gonna put like just random shit on here.
So I'm going to ask you this one question right before we go to the next song. Who currently is your favorite local artist, like underground artist right now that you really are digging?
Local artist. Oh, man, shit. There's so many, but I'll break into two categories. As far as, like, the hip-hop rap go, shout-out to my boy GQ the Fool. Like, he brings straight-up authentic hip-hop. Like, he don't be about killing motherfuckers. It don't be about shooting and popping pills. None of that. It be legit stories and, like, shit that you can actually vibe out to. So, shout-out to GQ the Fool. I know he went out to Atlanta to do some work out there, so shout out to him. He's from here. And on the R&B tip, hands down, it's going to forever be Treece the Artist. I love her fucking voice. It's so heavenly. I think she's the most female-played artist here on the show, but I will forever rock with her, and she's a good, starting to be a good friend of mine. She is so dope. I fucking speak highly of her. Like, she's the first person I always throw at people when they want an R&B artist. It's definitely Treece the Artist and GQ the Fool.
Okay. Well, maybe we can play some of them next. Let's see if we got them on here. Do we got them on here?
Of course. Yes,
okay,
we
well,
do.
I need to hear these people. So
it'll be Treece the Artist. She just released a single a few months ago. It's called All Night. My favorite, though, from her is Heroin. But Treece the Artist, what she has All Night. So you can find that on Apple Music. I definitely downloaded the hell out of that when she dropped it. You can find it on YouTube and all other major platforms. GQ the Fool, you can find him on Audio Mac. I don't think he's on Apple Music, but I know he's on Audio Mac. So if you got anybody who's out there listening who has Audio Mac, check out GQ the Fool, and we do got a few tracks from him on here as well. And I also want to throw out my little brother. My little brother, Josiah DMR, just dropped the album Monday. It's called Just for Fun. I told him this morning that personally I think this last album he threw out is his best work. He's like, oh, it's just something I just wanted to do, and it don't really mean much to me. And I'm like, yo, sometimes the shit that you don't care about tends to be your best work, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
The first album he dropped was on his birthday, 11/19. That's his birthday. And that was more of an introduction to who Josiah DMR is. And then the second album was V-Time. He released in 2020 for Valentine's Day. That's definitely that is for the ladies. All those tracks for the ladies. And the Just for Fun that he dropped, I've been playing a few tracks off of that album months now, but now that it's out there, you know, you can check it out on Apple Music and all other major platforms. But he's definitely been doing work. I'm happy that he's been doing his shit. But that album, definitely check out Just for Fun by Josiah DMR. It is fucking lit. He has a track that I believe can go viral.
Well, shout out to Josiah. I don't know if that deserves a hand clap, but I'm just gonna do it anyway. Just say, I don't know you, but there you go. That's you.
He's fucked her hair class.
Congratulations.
But yeah.
Congratulations. All for Black success.
Well, I'll play all three artists. I'll start off with All Night with you, sorry. Then I go to GQ the Fool. Then I'll play Josiah DMR.
Okay. Let's listen.
Shout out to Treece the Artist. She's from here, and she currently resides as an indie animal right now. But without further ado, here goes All Night here on OG Radio, or Radio Rail in Genesis.
Yeah.
Focus. I need to know if you're on this, 'cause I need you to get here quick. Hey, I need you to fly, fly, get here quick. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know this sound outrageous. Make my body famous. Touch me in all the places you like to explore, navigate it. You got me over here waiting patiently. I need you here with me. I need a tune-up, tune-up. Texting, hoping you up. What you doing, come to love. I ain't had a all night in a while. I need you to be up on that midnight pull-up, pull-up. I need a tune-up, tune-up. Texting, hoping you up. What you doing, come to love. Oh, did I fail to? My body needs your attention. Touch all of my dimensions. A physical intervention. You could relieve this tension. It could be so conventional. I need you in control. Remember all I spoke. I'm with all the smoke. I need it right now, right now. Where you at? Come now, come now. I need it all night with you. Yeah, I need an all night with you. I ain't had an all night in a while. I need you to be up on that midnight pull up, pull up. I need a tune up, tune up. Texting, hoping you up. What you doing, come to love.
Shit up on my mind.
Mm-hmm. On my mind.
Hope it doesn't repeat a second time. A second time,
time.
I was given this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it. Success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first.
Oh. Summer of 91. That's when it all begun. Hey. Mama gave birth to a 7 son. Born at just 2 pounds and a few ounces. Mama snatched me and bounces. DCFS was on the ass like Cat the Mouse was. Pops made the decision to drop me off at his sister's and never look back. Them dope clouds covered his mental. Abandoned responsibilities got me thinking, the fuck I do to deserve such a brutality? I'm battling reality. Brothers got me posted on the block, hitting them blunts in rotation. I might as well face it. I've been doomed since jump. 50 Vicks, you know this. Why these niggas buying what they want? Man, what the fuck? Pontiac on folds while we sleeping cold. No, he don't. Fresh pet of Jabos. I rock them hand-me-down snotty nose. Still, I get the hoes. They will never know how we live it. Pay with Picasso vision. Working to see a million, baby. I
got some wicked shit up on my mind. hope it doesn't repeat a second time, a second time, time. I was given this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it. Success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first. Oh.
Smoking dope, feeling stogies just to free my mind. I'm thinking I'm the shit. Them fusions counterfeit. Corner stoties, we rock them bitches on the daily. Bounce from shorty to shorty. My rotation game crazy. I'm ignorant to the fact I'm on that same path that they left me in. I gotta change before it get too bad. Got no worries about getting caught. Mama faded too bad to notice I'm off a fifth. A bumpy face slumped on my ass. Constant attempts of forgetting about some pieces of my past. Like abuse from my OG in the absence of my dad. Or the fact that my auntie and the kids sitting back, pointing left cause he can't keep his balance high off his ass. Just so you know, fam, I hate your guts cause you ain't get no fuck. 5 graduations later, still you never showed up. You cold as fuck, only excuse they gave me was your pops and raise you up just a squirrel that's searching for nuts. Man, what the fuck?
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Hope it doesn't repeat a second time, a second time, time. I was given this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it. Success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first. Oh.
You're my therapy. Ink to sketch the lip views attached to my thoughts, I'm a ticking time bomb. Smothered by doubt, poetry smothers the flame to the curtains that my sanity set ablaze, sending me through moments of suffocation I can't breathe. Clouds obscuring practicality, heat filling me till all I can focus on is the pain of burning alive. So I write. These words are the power to use to diffuse the flames, killing them instantly while I recover from the flames of life's bonfire. Cinders flew with wishes and regrets, cloaking me in shades of gray, whisked away by a gentle breeze. I can breathe.
Shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Shake, 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 just shake it, baby. I know you want the bag, you gon' work for it, baby. Damn, look at that ass, I'm your biggest fan. Drop it low and pick up them bands. I'm like, ooh, she thick too. I'm in love with that ass, what else can it do? She got me so hypnotized, that moody moving round and round. Booty bouncing, titty bouncing up and down. Work it, work it, twerk it, keep on twerking. Shake it, shake it, love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Right cheek when she twerking. Don't stop, pop it, that ass working. Girl, you look good, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when I throw my cash up. All that damn ass when she picked that cash up. Shawty know she worth it for sure. Work it, work it. Twerk it, keep on twerking. Shake it, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. I love it when you work it, baby, work it. Move it, baby, twerk it, keep on twerking. Bend it over, shake it, baby, shake it. Love it when she twerking for sure. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Yeah, go crazy, yeah, go crazy. Shake it, baby, twerk it, baby. Yeah.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your guy, I'm Genesis. Welcome back to the show. Where's Rails at?
Yo, oh, I'm back.
You all right? You sound like you're out of breath.
I'm trying to get him to get that song to be a TikTok famous song to make it go viral. Cause I just see a lot of people doing TikTok dancing to it, and a lot of women shaking ass in the mirror. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you want to see it.
Just a little bit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I did. I was getting it in a little bit.
You was ready.
Yeah, I was feeling it. That's when you don't really care, I guess you don't really care about too much about your work at the time. You're like, whatever. And whatever I put out to you guys, going to eat that shit. And if you don't like it,
right.
Oh, well. And we had that mindset,
right.
That's when you blow up. So I guess I need to get that mindset one day. I'll be there one day.
Okay.
We know you got it.
One day with me. Hey, one day with me, your mindset will change. Like, fuck it.
So what is your new...
bills due today? Fuck it.
So what you got new planned?
Seeing it's a new year, I want to get my name out there more and then get OG Radio out there more. So this is pretty much just getting us out there. That's what I want to do. That's what I've been working on. I've been in talks with a few people that's going to help us get in the right direction. Big shout out to my homie King Bree. He's an artist that's been on the show a couple times. We also got tracks from him on here. But he now has a podcast. So I'm going to be a part of this podcast pretty soon. It might be this Wednesday. If it's this Wednesday, I'll drop it so everybody can see me or listen, tune in to what we got cooking up. But big shout out to them and Whole Blow, Blue Dove Entertainment. Like they show us. He resides in Philly, and Philly fucks with us hard, and I definitely fuck with them hard. So definitely I just want to just get out there and grow, you know. I know there's a lot of people now that fucks with me a lot in our show. Another huge shout out to Marianne and Joe James. They were some random people I met at Target last year. I was purchasing the Apple Watch, and they're older, but they're like in their 50s, 60s, right? And they're a white couple.
You ain't got to put them out like that. Don't put them out like that.
No, see, I only do that because it surprised me that different races and nationalities listen to us. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, but still, though, like, it surprised me that older people would, you know, listen to the show. But I was talking to the lady behind the counter, and then the lady and the guy, the husband, walked up to me like, hey, you're Radio Rail. I'm like, yeah, like, yeah, what's up? It's like, yeah, you're part of OG Radio. We listen to the show faithfully. We love the Monday shows and the Friday shows. I'm like, yo, I'm fucking with it. Like, I didn't know them. They knew me through here. So, like, I just want to continuously get us out there, you know, so people will be like, by your voice, I know who you are. So that's something I'm looking forward to.
Oh, okay. I can see that as a goal to have everybody out there doing that. So my question to you, since I am interviewing you, do you plan on going state to state, or do you plan on just residing in Chicago? Is that where you're originally from, correct?
Yes. I want to keep it here. But if another state called me, be like, yo, I want to fly you out here to be on this, to, you know, that, then hell yeah, I'm going to jump on it. I do, and shout out to Pastor Don. I know Don has a lot of connections. Been talking to him to get us out there. Like, by ourselves, we are all we are known globally. There's a lot of countries that listen to our radio show, as is. And United States is one of the big ones, but, you know, we got Venezuela and Australia and shit like that, Japan. So it's like, I forgot what the fuck
Ooh,
I was going
my
with.
Voice is in Japan right now. That's sexy. Okay.
Yeah, man. We are growing. So literally, before we went on our holiday break, the little two, and then my 2 week break. Well, hell, all of us did, because I know Terry dropped the show
back to back
last Sunday. We were at 107,700 something. That's what we were at listeners. When I logged on yesterday and looked, we were at 107,000 and almost 900. So we're almost at 108,000. So the numbers jump every day. They increases every day. So big shout out to all our fans and listeners that tune in Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and some Wednesdays when AK do his show. So I'm definitely fuck with it. So if, like I say, if somebody from Mississippi, like, hey, we want to fly you down here to do our show, and then, you know, you can promote OG Radio, hell yeah, I'm with it. But, like, move,
okay.
though, nah, I'm going to stay here.
Move, nah, I'm good.
Chicago has,
nah.
Yeah, man, Chicago has a big-ass market, you know, so I'm going to stay here with it.
Oh, yeah, that's, that is a realistic idea. See, I wish, you know, my mind don't go that far. I just want, somebody said something to me the other day, and actually it was my cousin. He was like, stuff sometimes just fall into your lap because God wanted you to have them, and you just kind of got to take it and run with it. Because a lot of stuff just kind of fell into my lap, and nothing that I was really personally looking for, and I won't say, like, I'm not going to work on my craft or things like that. And maybe that's why I fell in my lap, because I need to pay more attention to that particular thing. But it made a lot of sense when he said it to me the other day. And I was kind of like, wow, you know, because I was sitting here feeling guilty. Like, I took something from somebody else and I wasn't even thinking about it. And obviously it wasn't meant for them to have it. It was meant for me to have it. So take your blessings that you have. And so when I hear you say, like, it was just random. Yeah. For you. That makes a lot of sense.
OG Radio fell into my lap. I was doing a podcast, and I was thinking about going to school, to Illinois Media School, which where AK graduated from, got his, you know, stuff from there. I was thinking about going to it, and then so many, I was getting different opinions from everybody, from people that went to the school, people who didn't go to school. They were like, yo, real shit, this day and age, YouTube, whatever the fuck you want. Research whatever you want and do it. So I didn't need to go to school to do anything. And OG Radio.
But we're not promoting that, guys.
So
we're
like
not promoting that. Don't listen to that.
I mean, no. If you want to go to school, do it. But I feel like if I would have went, I wouldn't say it'd be a waste. But I know I could do anything I want to if I put my mind to it without going to school. Like, again, for example, the radio show. I wanted to go from podcasting to radio, OG Radio, something like that. But I do know, I mean, yeah, I would have had a lot of more really big connections if I would have went to school, because they do have, like, for example, Eddie and Jobo are instructors at these schools. You know what I'm saying? There's an ESPN sportscaster that goes to the school. But at the same time, by me being me and networking and being a people's person, I know a lot of fucking people. So, you know, I still network with a lot of people here in Chicago who do their own thing, and I've met a lot of people in other states, especially doing the radio show. Like I said, King Breeze from Philly, so I got Philly connect. Pastor Don has a lot of connect that, you know, he could put me on to outside of Chicago, and I know a lot of people. So, if anybody out there that wants to start doing this shit, yeah, you can go to school, but networking is your best bet. Like, real shit, networking
is your
best
bet. I've been told that, too. It says it's not about what you know, about who you know.
Exactly. Like, networking, I met you. But for some odd reason, we've been friends for so long and didn't know it. But I met you, and I met your whole poetic background and platform, and you've introduced poets to the show, and we've met a lot of poets and everything from not just here in the United States, even people overseas, the UK, Africa, you know, I love it. So networking definitely gets you a long ass way.
That's true. How did we meet? That's a good question, because I'd be like, I don't even know how the hell you ended up on my Facebook, but I do be just adding people. I really do just be like welcoming people on my page. They be like, can I be your friend? Can I be your friend? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? What the hell?
I don't know. You might try to J down on me. I don't even know. I ain't gonna lie.
Don't flatter yourself. But yeah, I don't even know how that happened. I just remember one time I posted something about poetry, and I was like, yeah, sure. And it was just from there, we just started talking about radio stuff, and I was just like, how the hell this happened?
Right.
And look at us now. I know, best of friends.
Right?
Yeah, best of friends. I appreciate that.
Exactly. And even, like, I listen to a lot of other podcasts. Shaq, I definitely love Shaquille O'Neal. He did a podcast for 5 years. And for those 5 years, they only went up to 280-something episodes. I've been on this show for a year. You've been doing it for 2 months. Terry's been doing it for a year. AK been doing it for years. And we've already reached 100-plus shows. Almost at 200. Well, not yet, but we're reaching towards 200 already. So it was like, it took them 5 years to get to that, and now their platform is on hold. We just keep continuously going and keep growing. So, like, I always say the more content you put out, the better. And that's what we do. We went from two shows a week to now every day of the fucking week. Pretty much, what, 5, 6, 7 shows that we do between all of us. So I love it.
Yeah, this is a lot. And I think it's been since April that I've been on. You really got me sitting here thinking now, like, I don't know. How long has it been?
It might have been since April, because we started bogus as hell trying to do Instagram video and the FaceTime thing, and that shit ain't work.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a bit much. So,
And little do you know, you have a lot of fans. Little do you know, a lot of people hit me up about you. Little do you know.
Guys, y'all listening out there, let me let y'all know. When Rail says a lot, he means about 3. That's what he means.
No,
he be over-exaggerating.
No, it'd be a lot. It's way more than 3 that hit me up. Be like, yo, who's your other co-host that hosts with you on throughout the week? I'm like, is it a male? Is it a female? Look at the girl. Oh, that's Genesis. She's the poet. She's the true poet of the family. So you got fans. You got a lot of fans out there.
Oh, so everybody know my voice. Somebody going to walk up to me and be like, is that Genesis? I'm going to be in there blushing. I'm going to have to call
you.
Rail. Guess what happened to me today?
We'll see so lame.
One of these days. That's why you. That's
if they
why
hit
you
on you, it's not my fault either.
Oh, I'm a female. That's just naturally gonna happen. I'm good. Ugliest, trashiest female gonna get hit on. That I'm not flattered by none of that. You gotta come strong when you come in my face, you know, because I tam down quick. You know how I do.
What? Oh, so I gotta step correct, then, huh?
Everybody gotta step correct, not just you. It would be everybody. Anybody that steps my way, better have it together, you know. Hands down. And I'm a Sagittarius, so you a Sagittarius, you know how we roll. If I want to play, we can play. Right. If I don't want to play, if I'm serious, I'm serious. It's a complete difference. It's like an on and off switch. So. All
right, well, let me get my game together.
Get your ass out of here. Nobody's got time for you and your games and your shenanigans. Boys, shush.
Yeah. Oh, I got shut down on air. That's crazy.
When I'm going to get my picture of the book.
What picture?
The picture I've been asking you for a long time ago. Don't act. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, of your ashy ass hand. Yeah, of your ashy ass hand.
My bad.
I'm gonna do it right now
since you brought it up. I'm gonna do it right now.
Yeah, I have to call you after the show. Yeah.
My bad.
I'm busy.
I ain't gonna lie. I be so busy. I ain't gonna lie. I be networking.
He does. He's a good
doing
friend.
This, that, and the third.
He's a good friend.
My bad.
He's a good friend. So, how's everybody, Mr. Relly Rails? I can't say that butter toast stuff. It ain't no disrespect. It's all love. Trust me. It's just the name that I gave him. It just kind of flowed with me when I talk about him. So when they be like, who you talking about? Relly Rails. That's
everybody
real.
Everybody listening calling me Relly Rails and shit.
I can't help it. I don't know. It just kind of sticks with me. I don't know. I be trying to say butter toast and shit.
Clearly.
I gave it effort when I... You can't say I didn't give it an effort when you first got on the show. Today I did.
It was wrong.
But it's hard.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried.
It was.
It just really real.
It was all over
just,
the place.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You like really
I'm
going
to do better.
And you like the butter toast. Oh, yeah, the butter toast. Like, what the hell? Like, you get points for that.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I tried. But... You know, Mr. Butter Toast here, he just, do they know the announcements of babies? I don't want
yes,
to be putting you in your business.
Yesterday.
Kind of,
yes.
Okay. How it is being
yeah,
a new father? All over again. How's
for
those
me,
sleepless nights?
Since I have football fields of kids, it's easy for me because I have a lot.
Squad.
But it's nothing new. It's the first week was it was sleepless night. I remember literally last week it was a work week where I didn't go to sleep at all, and I went straight to work from that, and I was a tired soul. But now that she's kind of getting her sleep schedule together, sleeping at night, it's been going great. And I did say that we both. Got radio babies now, so I made that announcement.
Yeah, we do. We got to make some T-shirts and stuff, you know, and bring them together and take pictures and then post
Speaking
them
of T-shirts,
for radio.
For all those who don't know, B-Trey has been working on ADE, All Dope Everything T-shirt. It's on hiatus right now because the whole thing with overseas shit, so the shipping is kind of fucked up. So
germs.
We do have, right? So we do have radio shirts. It's just going to be a while before we get them into play. But B-Trey has a hat and shirt that he can promote himself.
Okay.
But shout out
so
to
let's
B-Trey,
go
man.
To the he next.
Was, he started his hosting thing, and then now he switches himself. He's more available on Sundays, so he do the Sunday night sit-downs or sit-jazz-down Sunday and review music. That's passion, so I definitely respect it and love it.
Respect.
But yeah, go ahead. What's the next question?
I was going to say, let's go to the next song, and then we're going to go to one song and then come back, ask you final question, and then we can wrap it up for the night about Mr. Butter Toast.
36 minutes, girl.
We do? How long was the show
minutes.
Today?
Yes.
An
hour and
I'm
a half.
Slow.
Because I think AK was banking on you asking a bunch of bullshit questions. Not bullshit, but like a lot of fucked up questions. I was kind of anticipating you asking a bunch of fucked up shit. I'm pretty sure you got a lot of more questions.
Okay, well, since we got 36 minutes left, I was trying to, you know, nicely with your ass. I didn't want to rip skin off. But, you know.
Hey, look,
you
can ask me whatever you want to ask.
Oh, okay. Well, now that I have the go, because, you know, I was trying to be pleasant. But
rules?
Since I got the go.
You know there's no rules here?
No, I know there's no rules, but I remember that one time I called for Monday night shows, and I ruffled them feathers that night. Boy, you was ruffled. Them feathers was on high standing that night.
Which was this?
It was a couple of people on the show. It was me, you. It was another guy talking about he cheated on his wife at the time. Yeah, what show was that? Geez. I don't even remember, but I didn't even call back no more because you was,
yeah.
Your feelings was hurt. I really got under your skin that day.
Yeah, it was me, you, Jess, Mango, two guys, and that other chick who just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I had y'all on high alert, baby. Y'all was not happy with me. I was like, no. But since I got
yeah,
this
man.
Life.
You get a golden ticket to ask whatever you want to ask.
Oh, the golden ticket. Okay. I was going to ask you, how do you feel about a woman that's, well, not just any woman, but the first lady currently about to leave President Trump? Do you think, since you're a woman hater, do you think she should leave or she should stay?
Well, I already made my prediction. Joe Biden is not going to last long, and that 2022, Kamala Harris will be the first black female president. I made that prediction already. Now, I don't really personally rock with her. I don't fucking like her like that. I think she's not really black, if you ask me. She's an Oreo, if you ask me. On the inside out, but she's not even the black-white. She's white-black. She's not for us, if you ask me. Most people will probably disagree, but, like, real shit, she ain't for us. But by her being a female and black, kudos to that. But she's not what everybody's thinking. Once she get into office, because I know she's going to get in office, cool, but ain't nothing going to change, especially for the black community. People think that she's going to be doing X, Y, and Z. She really ain't. But, it's cool. I would prefer Michelle Obama. But, yeah.
Okay, next question would be, let's see. I got OG baby here.
I'm not a woman basher, people.
Yes, Let's cut it out.
I just don't stand up. I just don't stand for y'all shit.
Okay, so hypothetical question. And you know, this is talking about one of my friends, so we're going to talk about this on the radio, right? So I'm thinking, this person, female, is into, hanging out with me, talking to me, being my friend. But in actuality, she wants to, befriend me she wants to befriend me.
Oh, my bad.
Because she's trying to get close to one of my homeboys that she was encountering. How do you feel about women doing shit like that? When they were just fucked with, I guess, my friend told me. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Do you think it's
women,
man's fault? Or do you
women's
think it's
been doing
fault?
That shit since the beginning of time. I don't blame the man. I only blame the man if he accepts that shit. But I think that shit is wrong. But everybody does it to everybody, which is wrong within itself. But I think for a woman to have a vindictive plan in her head to be friends with somebody, to get close to somebody else, I think that shit is wrong. If you want to holler at somebody, just get to know them. Just say something to them. Don't friend somebody, then befriend them just to get close to somebody else. That shit is wrong as hell. And karma's a bitch.
Yeah, she is. And she knocks on your door daily.
Man,
right out there.
Right?
Okay, so my question to you is have you ever cheated? You said I have the green light and the golden ticket, so I'm finna use this motherfucker up.
Oh my god.
You can tell the radio whatever you want to tell them.
You so petty. Oh my god. Yes, I have. Yes,
okay.
I have.
And what was that experience
early 20s.
Like?
Shit, it was great.
What made you do that?
What?
It would be great. I didn't know if it would be great because at that time you probably felt you didn't know how to tell the other girl that you didn't want to talk to her, or you just being the hound dog and didn't give a fuck, or like, what was your perception of it and why did you do
it? Here it is about men and young men at that. When you're young, you like to have a bitch and brag about other bitches at the same time. So you like the fact that you're with somebody and that you're fucking other people. So at a young age, you like that shit. And it's something to talk about with your boys and shit like that. So that's really what that is. But for me, I didn't really give a fuck in my younger age. And when I say I don't give a fuck, means I don't have a conscience to be like, you shouldn't be doing this. You really shouldn't be doing this, so don't do it. That never crossed my mind way back when. I did it because I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? Any man don't have to do it. Any woman don't have to cheat, but you know, you just want to do it. And people make the excuse of, oh, well, because they're lacking this, I'll look for this in other person. No, you just did it because you wanted to do it. That's flat out. That's plain and simple. So for me, especially in my early life, especially college life, I did it because I wanted to do it, and it was something that, shit, felt good. Now that I'm older, no, I won't do it. But, pretty much, it was great. Like, shit, fuck with this chick, and then, shit, later on, I'm going to go fuck with another chick, and then fuck with another chick at the end of the night. That was the thing to do. You know what I'm saying? That shit is love for you at the moment. Like, you love doing that shit in the moment at that time, but like, though you get it, like, nah, you don't want to waste somebody's time, and then women become stalkers, men become stalkers and shit, and like, you don't want to do that. And feelings, the older you get, the more people have feelings. When you're younger, you're just like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. It's a life learning experience. But yes, I have.
So it's a maturity thing.
In my past. Yes. The older you get more mature. That's why I got all these gray hairs.
You ain't lying. Yeah, you ain't lying. But with that thought,
I was about to plead.
That's fine. You could have pleaded all you wanted to. That wasn't gonna mean shit to me because I know what's up.
Okay,
I know
exactly
what goes on behind
exactly
those. I'm just sitting here asking
you
questions.
I'm gonna give y'all the real. I want to do a huge shout out to my brothers. I swear to God, blood can make us more closer. These guys are like the brothers I wish I had, even though I got two actual blood brothers. I want to shout out the entire Yak Boys ENT, PJ, Vaughn, Fred, Chad, and Scope. These are my fucking brothers. We do everything together. We hoop together, talk shit together, laugh, cry, fight together. These are my boys. So just know, when I get famous out here and put money in my pocket, there's going to be a lot of Yak Boys ENT going around. You just know that. And they were on the show also last year. I had them on the show towards the end of the year. And it was great. We just fucking talked the shit like we always do. So shout out to all my Yak Boys, my brothers.
Okay. Well, with that being said, what is the next song that we about to play up in here?
It's one of my favorites. It's the R&B song. It's something that you just want to do with your significant other or chick you fucking
on,
dude
Lord.
You fucking on. The song is called Layla.
That's why you got all these babies.
You know it. Real talk, I remember every song that I played that I know I made a baby to. My oldest son, there was a lot of R. Kelly being played and Keith Sweat. My youngest daughter, I know for a fact, Pretty Ricky was being my newborn, it was Pretty Ricky. And my middle,
I don't
want to
think about you humping on somebody daughter.
Yeah, you do.
Making babies.
Yeah, you do. It's
Pretty Ricky
inevitable.
I know for a fact.
I didn't say the song, I just said who it was we were listening to. I knew, and then I want to say it was Pretty Ricky again for my middle child. And then for my youngest son, I think that was Pretty Ricky too, him or Chris Brown.
Damn. So no more R. Kelly after that. Me Too movement, huh?
Me Too movement.
No.
But yeah, we could what you wanna play? One track, two tracks?
We can play one track. So I got some more questions to ask.
So yeah, this is but yeah, this is called Layup by his name is XR. He's also on Apple Music as well. You can find him on YouTube. But this is definitely a favorite track of mine by him. So this is something that you just want to do with significant up. So here goes Layup by XR.
Switch!
Please leave your message for
70872. I just got back in town, and you the only one that knows, so keep it on the low. We ain't gotta tell no one what we do alone. It's something we both been waiting for, so let's turn off the phones. We gon' get it on till you screaming, mom.
Girl, I just wanna lay up, baby. Get drunk, baby.
What's up? That song just cut off like that. This I am Genesis.
Yeah, I know. It took me off
for a minute.
I forgot how short that song is. I'm like, damn, cut off already?
I was on bullshit behind the scenes. You know what I do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, is there anything you would like to tell, you know, OG Radio? Is there anything that you would like to give out there?
Before I get to that, I want to do a special shout out to another Yak Boy, Q. I don't know if I said his name or not. I don't remember. But Q, my brother Q, is the comedian of the bunch. Like, we are all collectively funny together, but he's the actual one that could get up on stage and perform and be funny as fuck. So I definitely would love to see more of that from my brother. this year, if the fucking world decides to open the fuck back up. But
yes,
I was either last
down.
Year,
or
year before, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I don't remember. But he took me to I can't think of the damn name. But we was out south, and he performed, and like it was funny as fuck. He has a skit that he did about Family Matters in the Chicago CTA line, which is funny as hell. And I know for a fact, to be a comedian, you most definitely got to smoke and drink before you get up there. it's funny. But yeah, big shout out to Keith, my brother Keith. I was just told that I forgot his name, but I just want to shout him out. But what was the question?
Oh, he listening right now?
Oh, yeah.
I said, is there anything? I was saying, is there anything that you would like to let OG Radio know beforehand? You said before you get to that.
I definitely appreciate everything OG Radio has done for me personally. Throughout life, I swear to God, I never knew what the fuck I wanted to do. I was just going with the flow. And I this is funny because I was told at the age of 17, working at Dunkin' Donuts through the fucking drive-thru, that I had a radio voice, but I ain't never think nothing of it. But, you know, years later, here I am. But I, thing OG Radio has done for me, I love doing this. I'm a people's person. I love bringing laughter and joy to people, and I love music, so all of it ties together. I love that I was able to go out to different events and people know who I am and who our radio show is, or what our radio show is and what it's about, and everybody tied to it. So I love the fact that locally, people know who I am and the people know who OG Radio is. So I'm definitely grateful for this platform. And a huge shout out to AK for allowing me to be on this show and for me to talk my shit, because he could have easily been like, nah, bro, you too raunchy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with it. So funny thing is, before I got on OG Radio, I applied to WGCI Radio. And my thought process is, I'm gonna go into it and do me, and like if they like it, they like it. If they don't, whatever. Because I know that I had OG Radio. I didn't know what to think of it at the time because it was, it just started. Me and OG Radio, the relationship just started. But like, I'm happy that they turned me down. They said I was actually great. They would love me on air, but I didn't have the experience. I'm like, okay, well, shit, whatever. Shit, I got OG Radio, and I would rather put blood, sweat, and tears into this than to being on something that was already established. You know what I'm saying? I can't be me on WGCI. I can't sit here and talk the shit that I talk, you know what I'm saying, on WGCI. I have to be super professional, watch what I say. Everything is a Me Too movement nowadays. I can't sit here and bash people or make gay jokes or shit like that without people saying something about it. But me being me, I don't care about, the haters. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have haters, I ain't doing shit right at all in my life. But
negative publicity is also good publicity.
Facts. And I do have people who be like, hey, yo, you crossing borderlines with the shit you be saying on radio. But that's fine. I like it. That's my comfortability zone. I like putting pressure on shit. I like talking about shit that people are afraid to talk about. So I like talking about the president and, this, that, and third, what's going on in the world. I like giving my opinions about shit. You don't have to agree with it at all. And I like debating and shit like that. That's what me and you come to play. We don't always agree. We debate, and I love it. Big shout out to Mango when she was my co-host on Mondays. We disagreed a lot, but it created the best content at the time. And that's where, it kind of ruffled my feathers a lot. She definitely ruffled my feathers a lot, and I ruffled hers. But at the same time, it's all out of love and respect for each other. But, I love being me, and I love doing whatever the fuck I want to do on this radio show. I love it.
Well, I'm trying to give an exploding question at the end of the radio show tonight. And I just thought of one.
I know it's coming.
So random. so random. What do you think about men having menstrual sex?
Having what? Oh, period sex.
I'm trying to be the best.
It's nasty. It's fucking nasty. I've done it before. I don't like it. The smell is horrible. Like, that's definitely the smell of metal. Nobody want to fucking smell metal out. Fucking, that is disgusting. It's nasty. People are like, yeah,
well,
I like
people smell ass. Nobody like, want to
no,
smell
no,
that
no.
either.
That shit is nasty. People who don't wash their ass, that's nasty. But period sex is a different level of nastiness. If she's coming off cool, but like she's full-fledged on, that is nasty, man. Like, put a towel down and let's fuck. I understand y'all horny as hell when y'all on your period, but ew. Fuck that. That's just, that's like, you might as well just fucking ass right after she shit it. That's fucking nasty.
Ew.
You see?
Hey, I know a lot of guys that do it, so that's why I was asking. And they be looking at me like, why are you being stingy? Like, that's gross.
Well, fuck that. That's nasty.
Just like Kevin Gates be talking about booty eating groceries and all that other shit. I'm like, okay. It's a little TMI. I don't need to see or smell that. And then just think about it. Like, yeah, but if you smoke blunt, think about it. You don't brush your teeth after you do that, and then you passing the blunt around. There's some nasty motherfuckers out here. That's why COVID's so rapid now.
I think if you do eat ass, you should go brush your teeth. But I plead the fifth on that.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure a lot of motherfuckers won't smoke after you after this show tonight. I hope they don't.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't smoke anyway, but, I mean... It's natural. People find that freak and, you know, she liked it in the ass. Then you just do it. I think you just, if a man does it, they just comfortable with their woman. Their woman is comfortable enough to let that shit happen.
Yeah, but you don't have to make everybody else a part of y'all. What is that? Filet mignon? Nobody trying to go through all of that. Everybody's trying to eat. That's nasty. Somebody, I was having a conversation with somebody last week, and she was like, and it's a female too. I was ashamed that day to be a female because she was like, I ate somebody's ass or whatever. And when I was sucked on them, sucked on them real quick, and then went out. And pass the blunt around and didn't even brush my teeth. I said, I'm done.
Now, that is
super
nasty.
Done.
That is nasty.
Yeah,
but what I will
say, she thought
say,
about it. She said other people do this shit. Ugh.
That's nasty. But I will say, I want especially men, to stop saying that shit is gay. It's not gay if a woman fucking does it. It's gay if a man do it. If you let a man do it, yeah, that's gay. But if a woman with it's ass and the pussy does it, since she does it. It doesn't make you gay, it doesn't make you less than a man. It's just something that y'all into.
What if in another 50 years or so, if we still alive, we should still be kicking it. But in another 50 years, they be like, well, technically, men are supposed to be with men and women are supposed to be women. And you guys have been gay this whole time if you were heterosexual. What would you think about that statement?
I'm fighting. Those are fighting words. I'm beating the shit out of everybody who would say that shit. Those are fighting words. I'll be 70 years old whooping some ass because people calling you gay for being heterosexual.
Yeah, you know how they got the transgenders. I'm a woman now. You know, everything is changing now. Titles is changing. So once they start calling you gay because you're heterosexual.
I respect the ABC community. I respect them. I have some gay friends. I respect them to the utmost. They hate when I say ABC community. I say it because I don't feel like saying LGBTQ+.
They didn't add a small damn
whatever.
Letters, too. They need to understand.
Exactly.
They need to stop adding goddamn letters.
Right.
Damn.
So, therefore, I
say
ABC
take the whole
ABC
alphabet
community.
And all the rainbow. They so greedy.
you know? And I always tell my gay friends, I love y'all to death. Y'all my the coolest niggas I ever met, and I do have gay female friends.
Yeah,
but
they
for
are.
The niggas, they I'm cool with them because they know their lane with me. Like, they know not to cross that line. I've had people, funny story, and I went to Robert Morris University. That's where me and my boy Q met in Chad. I was on the red line, and I used to live in Robbins at the time, so I used to have to take a Pace bus to the red line to 95th. And I got on the train, and a gay dude got on the train, and I had just got raspberry coffee, 3 cream, 6 sugars, the best coffee in the fucking world from Dunkin' Donuts. Just got that motherfucker. Dude get on the train, sits next to me, was like, ooh, hey, cutie, how you doing? What's your name? Instantly whooped his ass on that train and poured my coffee on. Like, yo, you just crossed the fucking line.
I wasn't wasting my goddamn coffee on nobody.
Man,
crazy
that shit
hell.
Was so disrespectful. Don't fucking say that shit to me. Like, don't do that.
That's a compliment.
Another gay
you
story.
Just like, thank you and kept it moving.
Fuck that shit. Hell nah. Another story, another incident. One of my gay friends has other friends that's gay, whatever. I had left work. I was working at Dunkin' Donuts. I left work. It was snowing. You know, I was walking home. He drives
Dunkin' Donuts.
Like, oh, I know you. Right? He's like, yo, I know you. Do you want to ride home? I'm like, hell yeah, nigga, it's cold. So he's driving me to my house. This nigga tells me, oh, I'm into fashion. I like making clothes. And I'm trying to make clothes for men where you could hide the read. I was like, okay, that's nice. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to make it, like, over in their, you know, like, their dick section and, like, hide it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he begins to reach over to my lap and touch my shit. So I put the car in park. We stopped at a stop sign. I put the car in park. I got out, opened his door, beat the holy hell out of him. Stole his car and ran into a pole and got out and walked home. Like, that's disrespectful. Don't be doing that shit. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
You be going above and beyond. So you crossed the ocean?
Yo, I'm not
when they cross the line, you cross the ocean.
That, you crossed the line. I'm definitely crossed the seas. I ain't gonna cross the ocean. I'm crossing the seas, and rivers, valleys, oceans, all that shit. Mountains to whoop your ass. Like, that was disrespectful. You could have said what you said, that's cool, but you touched my dick. Now we got bro. We got fucking bro. And, like, as long as you don't talk to my
wife, I guess you can spin it as assault.
Hey, I didn't give a fuck. If you wanted to press charges, I would have gladly.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying you could have said it was assault. You could have said it was assault because he touched you.
True. When I was younger, I definitely didn't understand gay people and didn't like them. But, you know, through high school, I met, you know, the coolest people. One of my gay homies, shout out to Javante, picked me up one day, like, yo, let's hit a bar or something. Where you want to go? I'm like, I'm going to fuck you too. This nigga took me to a gay bar. So I'm, and the
That's
thing
fun.
About men always think that a man wants them. And that was my thought at the time. He took me to the gay bar. I was mad as fuck. I was like, you know what, whatever. So we walked in, and the dude that checked us at the door instantly looked at me and was like, oh, it's okay, honey, trust me. We know you straight as an arrow. Don't ain't nobody going to want you. Ain't nobody going to hit on you. We can tell you straight as an arrow. I was like, cool. So when I got over that whole thing that all gay men want straight niggas, when I got over that shit was cool. Like, gay people, they cool, they friendly, whatever. I don't really like the flamboyant shit. You know, the niggas that walk out with heels on and fucking all that shit is just, that's weird to me. But, I mean, as long as you don't cross that line, we cool. We can be cool.
But, you know, another thing how you know people are down low, and what I've realized is straight men or quote-unquote down low men usually call them faggots, or they would say, you know, derogatory things to them, or be really aggressive and just, you know, homophobic. If those are the ones that be secretly gay themselves and mad at, you know, out people that are out already, They usually are jealous because they don't have to be able to vent. That's what I noticed. And I have a gay best friend, and I love him to death. But I notice a lot of times when people be thinking they straight and they be so aggressive and hate gay people and just so, you know, rude to them, and those would be the undercover brothers that be gay, like seriously gay.
That's crazy. I found out a lot of people I was cool with undercover. I'm like, ooh, nigga, ooh.
And that'd be so sad, you know. I've been with a guy before, and I had, that was crazy. This is an interview about you. So we ain't even going to talk about that story, but,
We're going to interview you soon, trust me. We're going to interview you soon. And I'm going to throw, I'm going to get you.
You ain't got to worry. I ain't got no shame. I am grown. Everyone tell me to do nothing, and I ain't married to nobody. I'm good. I can say what I want to say. And anything that I say, the person I'm dating already knows. So I waited a long time to be grown. So I'm
right.
Okay with that. I waited a nice long time to be grown. But
you get one last fucked up question for me before we play the last track and end the show.
Oh, don't be telling me what to do. What is your New Year's resolution besides OG Radio? Like, on a personal tip, is just
something you
want to go? You don't make
those.
I don't make those.
No, because that sets you up for failure, in my opinion. Because you want to stick by something, and then if it don't happen, then you look at yourself in the mirror like, damn. I set this goal and it didn't happen. So I don't really try to make New Year's resolutions. I be me 24/7. If you don't like it, get the fuck on. People love me for being me. I don't change shit about me. I mean, if something is very fucked up about me and somebody bring it to my attention, then okay, I'll try to fix that. But like other than that, nah, I don't do those New Year's resolution bullshit. If whatever friendships that don't work out, it just don't work out, whatever. That means God got you out of my life for a reason. And God put people in my life for a reason. So the people who's been rocking me since day one, which is my yak boys, you know, people who, close childhood friends and high school friends, college friends that still rock with me, it's a blessing. But a lot of people that I've lost along the way, whatever, I don't give a fuck. You just wasn't meant to be, a friend of my life. And to all the girlfriends I lost, I don't give a fuck.
We know that. We don't care about ex-boyfriends.
You know, I'm winning.
Yeah, a lot of them. But, you know, you limit it to ones that are worth shit and ones that are not.
Right.
But that was the last question that I have for you for the night. This was Radio Really Rails, that I call them Butter Toast of the Most. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get that together.
It's
I'm having to write it down.
Favorite host with the Butter Toast. Favorite host with the Butter Toast.
But you ain't never gave me no damn toast. So why is that even a...
But toast,
you know,
could be a lot of things. It could be, you know, it could be about money. It could be about guns. It could be about anything, you know.
You are too much of a lame to be talking about any of those things. So I ain't even gonna comment on that. But
see, you gotta know all of me to know that. But Butter Toast, like a lot of people love Butter Toast. So by people loving me for me and me, that's where the Butter Toast comes from. So it's your favorite host. People have their favorite host. You know, some people have you as their favorite host, Terry as their favorite host, me as their favorite host. And I give you the
point me in
the
direction, though. Okay, I understand it. I need to get it together. I'm going to get it together.
Yeah. It's cool.
Point me in the direction of my favorite, who I'm favorite host to.
I got a favorite host.
You said I'm a favorite host for somebody.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, point me in the direction.
They love tuning in. They love tuning in to Thursdays and listen to you spit some poetry or talk shit to me, be a thorn in my ass sometimes on Thursdays.
Okay.
A lot of people like when you challenge me. I don't know what the fuck to that, but they like when you challenge me.
Well, we've been 2 seconds left.
Old school, because when it goes overtime, you get an extra 2 hours. That just means nobody else can call in right now. That's all that means.
Yeah, we didn't even put the number out there today. But go ahead
we
and play
not.
That last
I
track
totally
out.
I totally forgot.
We didn't need to.
So,
we made the show ourselves.
Thought. You say what?
We good ourselves. We can keep entertaining each other.
You know? My final thought, fuck bitches, get money. Nah, you know, love yourself. Most importantly, love
okay.
what you do. Find your purpose in life and do it. Stick to it. And don't give up. Times are going to be hard, but stick to it. Like, this radio shit is really harder than what it really seems. Like, I have my frustration days when it comes to fucking radio. When you tell an artist, all right, come on the show, and they don't come on the show, and you got to switch your shit up. This
That's
is why
my
I
pet
don't
peeve,
really,
baby.
You know? And this is why I don't really set out a particular plan for OG Radio. I just do everything on the fly. So people think that I'm professional with it. No, I just do things on the fly. I know learning, you know, from watching people do the podcast and learning from AK and Terry, I could just adjust on the fly. Like, I don't really... Like, okay, you ain't coming on the show? Cool. I know what to do. I switch it up. Like, Monday, I was supposed to have an artist yesterday, but I switched it up and talked about some relevant shit and shit that happened over the weekend, like the whole Capitol thing. I laughed. It was funny to me because if it was black people, they would have shot all of them the fuck down and dead in the dirt.
Yeah.
But, you know, the act
all
of
dead.
Terrorism, if you ask me, and this is bogus, but funny, but bogus. The lady that died, so there was an audio going around that she said that I would rather die than let Joe Biden be the president. And the meme said, well, ha-ha, bitch. And the meme was, ha-ha, bitch, God gave you your presence. So she died in that process. So that's fucked up, but funny at the same time. I don't wish death on nobody, but that was kind of funny and ironic. That you was like, oh, I'd rather die before he become president. Ha ha, bitch, you president, so you did. It's funny how God works, right?
Yeah. I ain't wishing none of that shit. I know God ain't playing.
You know, at all. But, you know, catch me in Genesis this Thursday. You got some
Woo-hoo.
Poets lined up. I didn't get on that roll because I was busy doing other shit. But I'm looking forward to this Thursday. No, I do not have poetry for y'all, so don't ask me to do any poetry.
Oh, I can say some poetry, or y'all can buy my book either way.
Facts. And that book is called Thunderstorm. Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend by your girl Genesis. I love it. I love the book. So hopefully you publish another one because I will be buying all of your books.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty sure his ass didn't read it, but thank you. It's on all platforms,
favorite,
Amazon,
so
Barnes and Noble. What's it about?
Taxi. Your life.
What?
Your life. Ooh, so you didn't
What's
think I was
going to
know
that shit,
huh?
No, because it's random.
The semi freaky one is my favorite because I know what it's about. So that was my favorite.
Whatever. We don't talk off Lyra. But go ahead and play that last track.
All right, y'all. So, yes, we are out. Also, y'all look forward to me being interviewed by. King Bree coming soon on there's a new app, podcasting app called what is it called? It's called Stereo. It's a new podcasting app. I'm gonna be a part of that pretty soon. So when I am, I'll let everybody know. Catch us here Thursday, poetry night, and catch me on Fridays with Freestyle Friday. We may have artists, we might not, don't even know. But I will be reaching out to people. Shout out to my homegirl and homies, Jay Ocean and Deuce from Bonner University TV. They show us a lot of love. We show them love. They know that I am on lockdown right now, but when I come back, it's going to be great. We're going to be doing a lot of work with them. This last track.
And iHeartRadio.
AC.
iHeartRadio.
On iHeartRadio. We are on iHeart fucking radio. So, and we're on Apple Podcast. So I want to say 10 to 15 minutes after the show is done, we are on Apple Podcast. Go to Apple Podcast. Type in OG Radio. We are there. It's a big boombox. So catch us there. So Blog Talk Radio is not the only place you can find us. But this artist right here, we had him on the show a couple months ago.
Really, really. Tell us your platforms, your new platforms. We need your platforms.
Oh, yeah. Catch me.
See, he's trying to hurry up and get off.
I know, right? You can catch me on Facebook, Terrell, Radio Rail Redness. I no longer will be doing any rants on Facebook because I'm continuously being blocked. But you will see me post a lot on my Snapchat. I do a lot of singing, promoting, rapping. That is Dilla. No, what the fuck is my Snapchat? It's Dilla2112 on Snapchat. Twitter is Dilla2811. Instagram is Radio Rail 21 is my radio page, and or follow my personal page, Hell Rail 1290, which people tend to follow that one more. So that's my platform.
Yes. And I am your girl, Genesis Silverman, on Facebook, and 3YEM_Genesis on Instagram. That was pretty the too much networks that I use. And we're about to be out with this last track.
And this last track, his name is ACG. It's called Fiji. It's one of my favorites. He also has a video out to this on YouTube. Me and B-Trey had the blessing of interviewing him a few months ago. This is another favorite track of mine. So it's one of those freaky tracks.
Nasty.
So, yeah, without further ado, this is Fiji. Good night from Radio Rail and Genesis. Catch y'all Thursday.
Good night.
What time are we doing? 9 to 10. 9 to 10:30.
Yep.
My bad. 9 to 10:30.
What is Central Standard Time? Please, Central Standard Time.
Yeah. Don't log in on nigga time.
Right. 2 hours
without
late.
Without further ado, here's Fiji.
I get a wedge like Fiji. Pussy so wedge like Fiji water. Pussy so wet as like Fiji water. Pussy so wedge like Fiji water. Pussy so wet as like Fiji water.
I get a wedge like Fiji.
My diamonds are blue, then that shit is water. If my diamonds are red, then that shit is lava. She wanna fuck with my diamonds on her. Shawty at me at the super sofa. Just laid her body down, then busted open. Got a little woman wet, just like an ocean. She screaming out loud, you thinkin' what's a commotion? Oh my, kiss her all over, invite she all mine. Kiss with the pussy, made her come try. Give a good head, and she on my mind. Sweet a little piss, like I control time. She like, down, baby, you got me going crazy. I want your baby. I said, okay, baby. Beat that pussy up like I'm Floyd Mayweather. Neighbors knocking at your door and she thinking tell us. Neighbors knocking at your door and she thinking tell us.
I get a wedge like Fiji. I get a wedge like Fiji. I get a wedge like Fiji.
Pussy so wedge like Fiji water. Pussy so wet as like Fiji water. Pussy so wedge like Fiji water. Pussy so wet as like Fiji water.
I get a wedge like Fiji. I get a wedge like Fiji. I get a wedge like Fiji. I get a wedge like Fiji.
Pussy so wet, you like Fiji water. Pussy
so wet till I feed you up. Pussy so wet till I feed you up. Said that pussy so wet till I feed you up.
Little mama light skin, light brown eyes. Got a beautiful face and some nice thighs. Grabbed her by the waist and slid it inside. Put her hands behind her back, I got her shit tight. Now she moaning, young nigga going in. We making puns, so we start recording. Damn, little mama throwing the bag like a professional. Yeah, doing all type of moves like we some wrestlers. Yeah, stood up and threw it down like I was a tackler. Lift them legs up, girl. Eat it like I'm in breakfast, yeah. Shawty really love the way I do it. Put the pussy in my face and then I go stupid. Me in the red room like 50 shades of black. Smack her on the ass while biting on the neck. Playing with that pussy while grabbing on the breast. And this was just the beginning, the remix is next. I get a wet just like Fiji. I get a wet just like Fiji. I get a wet just like Fiji. I get a wet just like Fiji.
Pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Pussy so wet just like Fiji water.
I get a wet just like Fiji. I get a wet just like Fiji. I get a wet just like Fiji. I get a wet just like Fiji.
Pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Said that pussy so wet just like Fiji water. Pussy so wet till I feed you water. Pussy so wet till I feed you water. Pussy so wet till I feed you water. Said I pussy so wet till I feed you water.